Just smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away. All right, now, here we go, boys and girls, for a lot of fun. Come on up around your radios and have fun with your pal, Happy Hank, and you too, Mother. Oh, you betcha we want her with us, don't we, boys and girls? And you can come too, Grandma and Grandpa, and Daddy and Big Brother and Sister. Oh, boy, we're going to have the whole family with us today. You know, we all want to be good friends. And say, I think maybe you'd like to hear a song about friends. Here's the way it goes. Listen. Let's all say something good about our friends today. Let's tell the world we've got some pals that are okay. Don't be the kind of friend that talks behind his neighbor's back. You only harm yourself and tell the world that you're a quack. There's nothing like a friend to bring you happiness. He'll stick by you until your trouble ends. So be a real go-getter, cause the more friends, the better. And let's all say something good about our friends. And now, friends, I think that, well, say, where's our pal Squeaky?
Well, I'm right here, Happy Hank.
Well, what are you doing down there on the floor?
Well, I was just writing a letter.
Oh, I see. Well, the way you were lying on your stomach, I thought you were sleeping.
Oh, no. I like to lie on the floor when I write letters and draw pictures and things like that. It's fun.
Well, here comes Popcorn. Hello, Popcorn. Well, Popcorn says he likes to stretch out on the floor, too. Well, all right then, Popcorn. Oh, by the way, Squeaky, I have a riddle for you today.
Uh-oh, is it about me?
Well, sort of. And you can listen, too, boys and girls, and see if you can figure out the answer to this riddle.
Well, I'm ready. Let her go, Happy Hank.
All right now, boys and girls, here's our riddle for today. Why is it bad to write on an empty stomach? Why is it bad to write on an empty stomach?
Oh, but my stomach isn't empty because I had some ice cream and cake. Oh, boy, oh, boy.
All right, but you didn't answer the riddle. And how about you, boys and girls? Did you figure out the answer? Well, now you think about it, and I'll tell you the answer at the end of our program. Right now, I think I'll sing a song about that wise old bird who always says, hoo. You know what kind of a bird that is? Well, it's the wise old owl. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Let's see what the song says. The wise old owl says, hoo. Is he talking to you? Who did this and who did that? The wise old owl says who. Who started out today to have some fun at play? Who got mad and acted bad? The wise old owl says who. Who marked up on the wall, left papers in the hall, forgot his toys, made lots of noise? The wise old owl says who. If you have acted right and tried with all your might, don't sigh or cry, but answer I when the wise old owl says who. All right, and say, how would you like to have a Happy Hank birthday party today, Oh, you'll have to talk louder than that. Ah, that's better.
Well, I like birthday parties, Happy Hank. Are we going to have a game?
Well, we certainly are. Who ever heard of a birthday party without a game? Turn on the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay, here she goes.
Now, I wonder how many birthdays we have today. Let's see the hands of the boys and girls who have birthdays today. Now, put them up high. Ah, that's the way. Put on those big birthday smiles. Oh, boy, that's wonderful. Just look at the birthdays. Now, put your hands down. Turn off the magic electric eye, Squeaky.
Okay. Say, what kind of a game are we going to play, Happy Hank?
Well, how about the wise old owl game?
Oh, that's a swell game. Can I play, too?
Why, certainly you can play with it, Squeaky. Now, boys and girls, let me tell you about the wise old owl game. And I also call it my guess who game. Now, I'm going to ask you some questions and see if you can figure out the answers. You'd better put on those thinking caps, though, because you're going to need them. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, then. Here we go with the wise old owl game. Now, the first question is, who sat on the wall and had a big fall?
Who sat on the wall and had a big fall? Oh, sure, I know that one. Was it Humpty Dumpty?
That's right, Squeaky. It was Humpty Dumpty. And did you get that answer, boys and girls? Well, try the next one. Who went to see her grandmother? Who went to see her grandmother?
Well, I went to see my grandmother last week, and I know. Was she all dressed in red?
That's right.
It was Little Red Riding Hood.
That's right. It was our little storybook friend, Little Red Riding Hood. And now, boys and girls, see if you can answer this one. Who came to the house of the three bears? Who came to the house of the three bears?
Oh, Cinderella. No, that's wrong. It was, oh, my goodness, I know that one.
Well, hurry up or I'll have to count you wrong, Squeaky. What'd you say, Popcorn? That's right. Popcorn knows it was Goldilocks in the story of the three bears.
Well, I knew it all the time, but I just couldn't think of it.
I know, but you didn't give the answer in time, Squeaky. Popcorn beat you to it. Well, good for you, Popcorn. Well, boys and girls, did you figure out all the answers? Oh, it's a lot of fun to play the Wise Old Owl game. Now, you remember the Wise Old Owl. Come on and sing it. The Wise Old Owl says, who is he talking to you? Who did this and who did that? The Wise Old Owl says, who started out today to have some fun at play? Who got mad and acted bad? The Wise Old Owl says, who marked up on the wall, left papers in the hall, forgot his toys, made lots of noise? The Wise Old Owl says, if you have acted right and tried with all your might, don't cry or sigh, but answer I when the Wise Old Owl says who. And now it's time to make our birthday wishes and blow out all the candles on the birthday cake. So make your wish when I make mine, and don't tell what you wished. I wish that... Now you got your wish? All right, then take a big breath and we'll blow out all the candles on the cake. Now, one, two, three, blow. And out go all the candles. So come on now, let's sing our birthday song. Here we go. I know a boy who has a birthday today. I know a girl who has one too. I'm glad to hear it and I'm happy to say a happy, happy birthday to you. Yes, sirree, boys and girls, that was a lot of fun. You know, birthday parties are always fun. And it's fun to hear about our pal Squeaky and Sputters too. And so it's time for another chapter in the adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Now, you remember, they're trying to find Black Tom the Outlaw, and Rocket, who had been trying to contact Squeaky and Sputters on the walkie-talkie radio, finally heard from them. They had made a crash landing in their red, white, and blue airplane on top of Big Bear Ridge close to Ghost Town. And when Rocket heard this, he thought a big bear had got them. But the boys are safe, and so is the plane. Squeaky and Sputters decided to sneak down to Ghost Town and see what they could find out. Well, they started down the trail, but they heard someone else coming up. And as the scene opens today, the boys are wondering what to do. Listen.
Well, we've got to do something in a hurry, Sputters, because those men are coming up the trail, and they're bound to be some of Black Tom's gang. No one else would be living in this part of Ghost Town.
Hey, quick, Squeaky, let's hide over here behind this big boulder. And if they start this way, we can always keep the boulder between us and them.
Now, that's a good idea. Come on.
Hey, you're right over here. Now, come around on this side. Now, right here. This is fine, Squeaky. And from here, we can see everyone that comes up the trail, but they can't see us. Now, in just a minute, we'll see who it is.
Well, they're getting closer, because I can hear them plainer now.
Hey, Squeaky, look.
Where?
Right down this way. I see them. It's Black Tom and another one of his gang.
And they're coming this way. Sputters, if they find our plane, they'll know that we're here. And if they can't find us, they're liable to tear up that plane. And then we couldn't get away.
Hey, get a handful of rocks, Squeaky. They're not going to hurt that plane if I can help it. I'd just like to see them try it.
Hey, listen, Sputters, let's see if we can hear what Black Tom says when he comes up this way.
Well, I can hear him, but I can't understand what he's saying. But you can bet he'll be doing all the talking. Listen.
Saucer Snake Eye, I tell you, I heard an airplane roaring, and then the engine went dead. Well, there's no place up here for a plane to land, so it must have wrecked up here somewhere. Hey, maybe we can steal something off of it, huh? Well, I'll bet you there's... Hey, look, there it is. And I know who that plane belongs to. Squeaky and Sputters. Look, there's not a thing wrong with it. Oh, they're following me, are they? They've found my new hideout. Well, I'll fix them. Come on, Snake Eye, we got some work to do.
Well, there they go back down the hill. Hey, I wonder what he meant by work to do.
Hey, but boy, that guy calls a snake eye looks more like a snake than he does a snake eye. I'll bet you that...
Don't sneeze, Sputters, don't sneeze. Hold your finger on your nose. Quick, grab it. Oh, my goodness, Sputters, what are we going to do? They heard you, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sorry, Squeaky, I just couldn't grab my nose in time. Where are they?
No, I guess they didn't hear you because they're still going on down the trail. Come on back to the plane, Sputters. We've got to contact Rocket and have him get in touch with the sheriff.
Well, say it was lucky Black Tom didn't hear Sputters sneeze. Well, what work is it that Black Tom was talking about? You be sure and listen next time to another chapter in The Adventures of Squeaky and Sputters. Well, say, boys and girls, I hope you're still thinking about your answer to the riddle today, are you? All right, then. You keep trying, and remember, I'll tell you the answer right at the end of our program. What's that, Popcorn? Well, thank you for reminding me, Popcorn. Say, I don't know what I'd do without Popcorn, boys and girls. No, sir. I'll bet you boys and girls like your dog and cat pals, too, don't you? Huh? Well, of course you do. We have lots of fun with our pets, and remember, you want to take good care of your pet pals. Listen. Remember, when you eat your fill, to always feed your pets. You really are not through until you have fed your pets. 'Cause they get hungry same as you and like to have their suppers too. And you will be their friend if you will always feed your pets. If you have dogs or cats or birds, then always feed your pets. Although they can't thank you in words, always feed your pets. They'll look at you with grateful eyes, and that will make your spirits rise. So you'll remember, if you're wise, to always feed your pets. And that reminds me of our slogan song. Here it goes. It says, be sure you're right before you go ahead. And that's a good idea, too. Now, you learn this song and sing it right along with us. Be sure you're right, then go ahead. That's what Davy Crockett said. And Davy was a famous man, you know. You can be just like him, too, if you will remember to be sure you're right before you go ahead. Attention, boys and girls, here's the answer to our riddle today. Did you get it? Well, why is it bad to write on an empty stomach, huh? Well, the answer is, it isn't, but paper is better. Now, you be good. Be careful and smile when you wake up and start out the day by laughing your troubles away. Hey, hey, don't frown or worry, it won't help a thing. The best way is tune right up and sing. When old man trouble troubles you, just put him in his place. I found out the thing to do is laugh right in his face. Just smile when you wake up, be happy and gay, and laugh all your troubles away.